think of the quarterbacks today, Coach?
It was okay. It was the first day, obviously, but they both threw the ball well. They both commanded a huddle really well today. So it was a good day.
What do you want to see in regards to those two? Is it decision-making, accuracy? I mean, there's obviously a rumor. What is it?
Right.
It's kind of some of the points you're looking at.
All of the above. Decision-making, accuracy, command of the huddle, consistency. That's always key with quarterback play. You know, so far, so good. It's the first day. You know, both guys were engaged. You know, so it was a good day.
When you mentioned after the draft you would bring in a fourth quarterback, is Kyle Slaughter that guy, or will somebody else be behind him?
No, Kyle's that guy. You know, we've got four on the roster right now, you know, that we're satisfied with. Obviously, the two veteran guys and the two young guys, so we're satisfied with that.
It's just overall attitude, camaraderie. Do you feel good about the sense of team right now?
Absolutely. I mean, this team's been engaged and motivated the entire offseason. It showed today, even in our walkthroughs, it was really too fast. You know, so they're excited to be here. It's a team that's not satisfied, you know, from what happened last year. You know, they want to prove that better. So, you know, it makes my job easy when it comes to motivating this football team.
And so forward, how will you divvy the reps between Paxton and Trevor? Will it be like you give one guy his day, or will you go periods?
It's going to be day by day, okay? Today it was Trevor's turn to be with the first unit. Tomorrow it'll be Paxton, so it'll be day by day. It's 10 OTA, so it'll be 5 and 5. Very even.
You expect to see guys out there tackling when Chris Harris is jumping on DT?
I did not. It's against the rules, and you know we don't want that, guys. You know we want 10 practices, you know, where we can get better, but not lose anyone. You know, everyone's important from 1 to 90. So, you know, we're stressing, stay off the ground, take care of your teammate. But guys get competitive. You know, they want to make plays, but you know, we've got to do better job with that tomorrow. Sorry.
What are you hoping that Connor McGovern shows with this opportunity with Matt still recovering in the years?
Well, just show he can play, you know, and make the calls. As a center in this league, it's more to snapping the ball than blocking your guy. It's identifying the Mike backer, it's pass protections, it's making a line call. So if he shows he can play, it helps our football team, you know, with Matt recovering from his hip injuries.
If it's 5-on-5 for the quarterbacks, will that be the same at left tackle between Stevenson and Bowles?
I'm not sure. You know, it's a different deal there. You know, obviously we've drafted Bowles in the first round, but he's got to earn his place. You know, and Stevenson's been here every day between phase one and phase two. He's a veteran player. He played for us last year. So as far as the starter right now, it's Stevenson with Bowles. And we also work in Ty Sambrello there. So it's three guys working the left tackle position.
Does Ty have a chance there?
Absolutely. Everyone has a chance. You know, every guy who plays tackle on his team has a chance. You know, every player on our roster has a chance to be a main guy for this football team. Absolutely.
Is Bowles someone, though, that maybe you're pushing along a little bit compared to some other rookies?
Not really. I mean, he's a rookie that has to earn his way. And that starts with the classroom, obviously, knowing what to do and transferring from the classroom to the field. So no different than Carlos Henderson or Walker. You know, he's a rookie. He has to earn his way. Jamal's going to take his time and rehab the entire offseason, meaning OTAs. Okay, his time frame for us is probably training camp. You know, I mean, he has to get totally healthy before he can help us. So, you know, we're giving him time to get healthy. That's fair for both sides.
Does the same apply to Paradis, or does he?
Absolutely, he's on the same plan as Jamal. You know, so is Butts, so is Kelly. You know, those guys have to get healthy before they can help us. You know, so working those guys here in OTAs makes no sense if they can't help us, you know, from a health standpoint. So allowing those guys to get healthy is going to help the football team in the fall.
I know it's your first year as a head coach.
Sure.
Do you like the one cut from 90 to 53 that's going through?
I like it. I like it because that fourth game becomes a better game. Okay, and that fourth game is always tough because you're playing some valuable players. Even though they're backup players, they're playing 55 snaps of football and playing special teams for you. So that's dangerous. You can lose a valuable player, you know, in that fourth game. But now you got the entire roster. And, you know, for a young guy who's trying to make his way as a practice squad player, you know, he gets one more chance to actually get game reps, you know, not have 4 or 5 reps, but have, you know, maybe 20, 25 reps in a game. So it's good for all parties, in my opinion.
Can I help? Undrafted guys a little more? Maybe.
Absolutely. It should help guys because that, you know, instead of being cut, okay, you have a chance to go play one more NFL football game, you know, and someone may see you, someone may spot you, you know, and it can change your career.
Another week of practice or whatever.
Absolutely. So it helps all parties.
What do you think of the celebration coming back after touchdowns?
I like it. It's a hard league, you know, and scoring a touchdown is hard in this league, you know. And, you know, let's allow them to have fun. Why not? You know, it hurts no one. It can go too far sometimes, but in my opinion, it's part of the game. You know, players want to celebrate when they score. It's hard to score in this league.
How much does it help Jake Budd, even though he can't play, but he's in the huddle a lot of plays, mm-hmm. listening to the calls from the quarterbacks?
It helps a lot because for a rookie in this league, knowing what to do is half the battle. You know, so once he's healthy and he's getting full life reps, it's going to obviously pay dividends that he's heard these plays over and over again entire offseason.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Carlos Henderson practicing without a contract?
My thoughts are, you know, good for him. You know, he wants to be out here. You know, and that's going to get done, obviously. You know, it's a non-contact environment, so hopefully, you know, everyone stays healthy.
How does the tight end group overall look to you today? Are you content with that group as is?
I am. It's a mixed bag group. I mean, it's a big blocker in Green. It's a move guy in AJ Derby. It's a young guy in Hireman. So it's a group with great potential, first of all. You know, so it's exciting to see those guys make plays. You know, our safeties are really, really good players. You know, TJ Ward, those guys, and Stewart. So to beat those guys one on one, that's fun to see.
You've been in Joe Wood's shoes, making the jump as a position coach, mm-hmm. D coordinator. What's it like in that first off season to step up there?
Well, the first offseason is rough because, you know, I mean, he's been a DB coach his entire career, so you kind of find yourself floating in no man's land, you know, not knowing where to go. But after a while, you get used to it. You kind of find your spot, you know, between the linebackers, DBs, and D-line. But he's doing a great job. He's very organized. He's got a great staff behind him. And, I mean, he's excited about his opportunity. You know, it's his first time, but he's a good football coach, so I'm excited about him also.
You don't have many jobs open on defense.
We don't.
Where is that off defense been opposite of Wolf? Is that Kerr? Like, how do you see that mm-hmm. position? Where does Walker fit into? Mm-hmm. Is he more kind of inside situational approach?
Well, first of all, a defensive end position is usually a rotational position, so it's going to take probably five guys to fill that role. You know, so whoever starts, it won't matter much. They all play.
Okay.
Right now, it's Crick because he earned that last year. You know, obviously, Zach Kerr was signed. We got Gossus, who's healthy again. And we've got Walker, Florida State draft pick. So, and we got five guys who can play there. So, whoever starts, it doesn't matter. It's a rotational okay. group position by committee, I should say.
But Domita will be more nose-tired.
Domita is a nose. Right. Absolutely. Okay. You've seen Domita, right? He's a nose, right? Right, right, right. So is Tyreek Jarrett, right? He's a nose, right? Makes a difference. Kerr's played some nose, and that's the beauty of having Kerr. He's played the nose to five and a three. I mean, he's a big body that can hold a point at nose, but he's a quick athlete inside who can rush the passer. So he's a beauty to have inside, and he can play nose three or five, or even on sub downs, he can rush inside for us. So it's great having a guy like that.
I saw you over with the punt returners. Mm-hmm. Was that just part of bouncing around, and what was your message?
It's helping Brock out. There's only two guys on special teams, so when those guys are by themselves, I'll help Brock out. And that's a critical role for your football team, you know, especially when it's going to be rookies involved with catching the ball. And catching the ball is everything, right? You know, possessing the ball first and then returning the football is secondary to catching the football. So it's a huge role for us. So I'm involved there, obviously.
Do you like what you've seen from Isaiah McKenzie there so far?
I have. I mean, he's a little guy with big man's ball skills. Obviously, he's a natural returner for us also. But he's very mature. He's tough-minded. You know, he's going to be a nice addition to our offense.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you, guys, very much.